Good morning. I'm Carol Fry, and today I'll discuss the film Earth. Over the years, Disney Studios produced the True Life Adventures series, a fascinating view of animal life on our planet. Now, the BBC and the Discovery Channel have collaborated with Disney for Earth, a compilation of footage from the various programs put together with a different slant, an approach appropriate for the discussion of global warming and loss of natural habitat that was not quite so pressing when the programs were made. There's not much new here beyond the call for action, but the film is drop-dead gorgeous on the big screen and certainly worth a night out. Earth has a quality that most nature documentaries try for but rarely succeed with, a high interest level of drama. Now, drama is based on conflict, and in the animal kingdom, a central level of conflict is eating and being eaten. So, while the film shows us dozens of scenes with the endless variety of animal life and animal behavior on Earth, it focuses especially on three families, and I emphasize the word family. A mother elephant and her calf, who are part of the huge migration of elephant herds in the Kalahari Desert in search of water. A mother polar bear and her two cubs. And a mother whale and her calf on their 4,000-mile migration to their feeding ground in Antarctica. And to get the hook into us to worry about the characters, the words family, mom, baby, and dad must be repeated dozens of times in describing the animals. The film is filled with interesting details about our planet, its inhabitants, and their lives. I didn't know, for instance, that the vast belt of coniferous plants that cover the northern part of the planet furnish one-third of the oxygen we breathe. And we see the path of water from the frozen wastes of mountains as it makes its way to the sea, and in the process makes life possible for the actors in this life drama. There's a great scene in which migratory cranes have to fly across the highest peaks of the Himalayas to get to their winter nesting area. Updrafts frustrate them on their first day over the peaks, and they have to turn around. Will they make it on the second day? Well, this is Disney, after all. But it isn't all happy endings in the animal kingdom. A lion pride tracks the elephant herd on its way to the oasis. Who do we root for here? The lions are hungry and have their own babies to feed. Will they succeed in making a kill from the herd? And then there's the dad to the two polar bear cubs. He's definitely a delinquent dad. But still, we have to feel for him when he gets stranded on the ice as it melts while he hunts for seals, the main course for polar bears. He has to swim for miles and is exhausted and starving. Will he succeed in getting a walrus pup protected by its powerful mommy? Whom do we root for here, the starving bear or the walrus? But that's just the way it is on planet Earth. Some eat, some are eaten. There's no remedy for that, but the film does stress what might be remedied, or at least is not the fault of the animals portrayed in the film, the effect of mankind on the animals. James Earl Jones lends his dulcet voice as narrator, and he intones, "Our planet is warming," he states, "and global warming is causing habitat to disappear." He goes on, "As weather patterns change, there are signs that these lush forests are starting to dry up, and the forests support the animal life of our planet." So there you are, folks. You heard it on Disney. Global warming is real. Who are you going to believe, Disney or Rush Limbaugh? The film is typically sentimental for a Disney brand. The animals are overly anthropomorphized. But sentiment and ideological issues aside, Earth is a gloriously beautiful film. Stop-action photography shows us flowers bursting into bloom, exotic lacy mushrooms sprouting, cloud patterns changing. We see birds do their stately mating dance, a rare bird of paradise male erecting his huge ruff of flowers to a prospective mate who dances around and admires him. But she dumps him. So it goes in both the animal and human community. Next year, Disney will work with the BBC and Discovery on a documentary about the oceans. I'll be among the first in line to see it. I'll give Earth a well-deserved A-.